1-800-799-4949. We are welcoming our next guest into the hot seat, and that is Father Brian Baker. If you were tuning in for Father Brian Coor, he was not able to make it. Father Brian Baker graciously came and is here with us until 1 o'clock. And so we are grateful that he is here with us, and we have a whole lot to talk about. But we know that all good things begin with prayer. So would you be willing to start us off with prayer?
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of your faithful, grant that in the same Spirit they may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
St. John of Capistrano, pray for us.
Pray for us, Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, so a few housekeeping things. We keep it interesting around here. We have a goal for every hour, and our goal for this next hour, basically we have four people that have donated money over the 3 days in order to give us matching pledges. And if we can meet the goal for the hour, then they will match what was called in.
Wow, that's
so
great.
Yeah, it's really awesome. And the first one was $1,500. The second one was $1,200. So this hour, we're going to $1,200 again. If we can get $1,200 called in, then Joe will give us an additional $1,200.
So we can definitely do $1,200.
We can do it. I think we could probably do it by the bottom of the hour, and then we can add another one for the top of the hour. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay, so we are going to try and get $1,200 called in. If we can do that, then we add another $1,200 through the generosity of Joe this time. And so give us a call, 678-688-4549. Often when I do these pledge drives, Father, when people call in, we ask what effect has Catholic radio had on you or your family. Often there's a young man who calls in and says that he's more seriously considering the priesthood, because I always ask the priest to start with their vocation story. So would you be willing to start with your vocation story?
Sure. let's see. It started, I entered seminary 11 years ago, and I've been telling it a lot since then. And I think I've gotten it down from like 5 hours down to maybe, we'll see how long this time. I'll try and make it short. I got I always say a Yankee father and a Korean mother. I was born and raised in the South, but I came of age in Italy, 10 to 14 years old, as a military brat.
Okay.
Catholic family, Catholic schools for a few years growing up, the amount my parents could afford it. But came to college, studied pre-med, biology, did research, started doing a little too much, and kind of really beleaguered my curriculum and my path, and also kind of hit a crisis with just my faith, not having a very strong catechesis, as a lot of cradle Catholics can relate to, and fell away from practicing the faith toward the end of college. Just didn't reject it, but fell away from practicing. Then actually burned out of college after 4.5 years and a lot of money in the hole, and dropped out. I was going to go become a singer now. I always loved to sing. Had done some of that through high school and college. So I called up my older brother who was living in Atlanta. I said, I'm going to New York to make it as a singer. He's like, do you have a job? I said, no. He said, you're going to die in the streets. I said, okay. He said, come to Atlanta. He's a percussionist. He wanted to start a band. I came to Atlanta, middle of the night, 2002, me and my little doggy. And we started a band. I started taking odd jobs, waiting tables, and tried out for American Idol. The auditions were going around. It was just the second season. The first season had just finished, and got through 3 rounds of that. And then we had our band, but then I got some more serious jobs, sales and marketing with an internet company, property management, helped open up a nightclub downtown, managed Caribou Coffee. After a year in Atlanta, though, with all these random things and exciting things and different things going on, I finally started coming back to the faith, started helping, jumped right in with helping with choir and youth ministry and RCIA and all sorts of things. And very soon, after about a year, 2004 to 2005, started hearing that call to the priesthood. Decided to keep it to myself for another year. And then in 2006, started talking about it and discerned with the Franciscans for a little bit. And I really wanted to be a Franciscan. I kept picturing myself in that habit. I mean, you know, it's kind of a vain thing, but it was. But then the poverty and the kind of variety of places where they serve. But this call to the Archdiocese, which I hadn't grown up in, was really strong. So I decided to just go ahead and follow it. And I realized God's not going to trick me into it. It's going to be several years before I get ordained. So stayed with it, and each year discovered more and more the call to serve as a priest for Atlanta.
Mm. And that was about 2005?
I entered in 2007, started talking about it in 2006, and it took a little while. In 2007, entered Mount St. Mary's for 2 years of philosophy, and then I was asked by the Archbishop to study in Rome, study theology there, and I got ordained in 2014 as a priest, and then stayed for an extra year for studies in Rome.
All right. So about how long were you away from the church?
I've tried to do that math a few times. I think it depends on when I left. I came back January of 2014, and I really just, I called it, gave my permission to stop going to Mass. Sometime, I think my junior year in college. So it was probably 4 years or so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe a little longer, maybe five, yeah.
Right. And so I kind of was trying to take notes as quickly as I could, but what was the catalyst that actually kind of, was there just one thing that you can say, this happened? Because I know you're here, you're in Atlanta, you're singing, you're managing nightclubs, you're managing Caribou Coffee, you're doing all these things, and all of a sudden you're being led back into the church. So what was that led you back?
Being active in church as a single, you know, young man with all the financial means I needed to do pretty much what I wanted, and this big city to kind of play in, I guess. But I was in the church, and so it required of me even to just go. It was kind of that thing I was looking for, where I'm not going just because I feel like mom's going to check up on me or I feel guilty. Not that I encourage people to take a break and, you know, go have an Augustine experience. That's not necessary, but sometimes it happens. And the way the Lord pulled me back was that hungering, that restlessness in our heart, my heart at that time. And then just because I was doing the basics of practicing the faith and praying, while at the same time trying to figure out what I really am going to be happy doing. That was my whole life. I was doing all these things, but I was really seriously trying to understand. And I didn't want to make more big mistakes of getting into big possible careers and then falling away. So just through the activity of really immersing myself in the life of the parish. And then in 2004... A person had talked to a Franciscan friend, and he had emailed me. He was a vocation director in 2004, like a few months after I came back to the faith. And he's like, "Oh, I hear you're discerning a call to the religious life." And I'm like, "What is this guy talking about?" And I ran away from that, but it planted that little seed. And then again, just staying open to the Lord in prayer. By the next, it was always Lent and Easter, that kind of really powerful time of spiritual renewal. So 2005, Lent and Easter came around, that idea of the priesthood, was there. But I just kept saying to myself and in my prayer to God that if it's real, I don't want to mess with it with my own pride and like I did with many other things in my life. So I just stayed, and I started going to Eucharistic adoration at Immaculate Heart of Mary. They had a perpetual Eucharistic adoration. I would close down the coffee shop at midnight and be there in the middle of the night for about an hour or so. Falling asleep a lot of times.
Wow.
But just giving the Lord that time in prayer.
Yeah. And you know, we've said this before, but I'll say it again, because we know we have people going in and out of programming. 50% of our listeners are not Catholic. So if you say an adoration chapel, they may not know what you're talking about. But it's so important, because we want everyone to stop
sure.
in one. So I may give out the number, but then will you talk a little bit about adoration?
Absolutely.
All right. So the number to call is 678-688-688. 4549. We are talking with Father Brian Baker. What parish are you from, Father?
I am now in residence at All Saints in Dunwoody. I was assigned to Holy Spirit for almost 3 years.
Okay.
And I do a lot of ministry all over the diocese with the very glamorous title of supply priest.
Okay.
So it's been exciting. I was in Blairsville last week, and then Cove Crest and Woodstock, Lilburn, Conyers, downtown Atlanta, celebrating Mass for Atlanta Falcons, Georgia Tech, all this between Tuesday of last week and Sunday.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. And now you're on Catholic Radio as a supply priest, right?
Right, absolutely.
So we're glad to have you. That is awesome. All right. So we are talking with Father Brian Baker. The number to call is 678-688-4549. Come on, give us a call. We have this $1,200 match. It's Joe that's giving it to us this hour. If we can get another $1,200 called in, then it becomes $2,400 for Catholic Radio. We do not want to miss these matches. Joe wants to give us the money. He said, I'll make this match. You can use my money towards a match. And he wants to have a whole lot of people join him in that. So he says, I'll give you the $1,200. Let's get another $1,200 called in to make it $2,400 for Catholic Radio. So that's what we're trying to do. Can you give us a call right now? We went over the top last hour. We had just a whole bunch of calls coming in. Let's do it again. 678-688-4549 is the number to call. You can also go to the website, thequestatlanta.com, thequestatlanta.com, and you can donate online. I haven't mentioned for a while the giveaways. We have a Sacred Heart and Immaculate Heart picture, a beautiful print, 8x10 print that came from the 1800s. It's a print from Germany, and I don't think you can get it anywhere else, not that particular image. It's all done in sepia tones, and it's just really beautiful. So if you'd like that, any monthly donor gets the prints, two prints, one of the Immaculate Heart of Mary and one of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, mailed to them for a monthly pledge of any amount. If you become a founder, which is $100 a month for 36 months, you get your name on a plaque that will be here at the studio. And forever, you get to say that you're a founder of Catholic Radio. You can put it in your obituary someday. So if you would like to call in for any of those amounts, then give us a call. And let's see, there's also some other donor promos that they just gave me a little while ago. The Dollar a Day Club is $30 per month. You get a holy card and a copy of the featured book of the hour for your donation. New founders, $100 per month for 3 years. We talked about that. You get the book and the holy card and your name on the plaque and the Sacred Heart of Jesus and Immaculate Heart of Mary Prince. And at the end, conclusion of every day, then everyone who calls in and makes a donation is entered into the drawing for an Echo Dot. And on Thursday, there's going to be a drawing for a beautiful nativity set from everybody who donated throughout the week. So those are our giveaways if you would like to call in and join in any of that. Personally, I do a lot of pledge drives. Some people call in for the donations. I think most call in to help Catholic Radio, or they call in to say, Father Brian Baker, we love you. So if you can call in right now, if you can make a pledge with that, great. But if all you want to do is call in and say, let Father Brian, do you go by Father Brian or Father Baker?
Whatever people are comfortable with.
Okay.
Some people are comfortable with either.
Either one. So he'll go by anything. Whatever you want to call in. But say, Father, we love you. If you can do that without making a pledge, that's great. If you can make a pledge at the same time, that's even more great. But whatever it is, just give us a call. 678-688-4549. No, we just had Robert. Oh my gosh, we just had Robert who called in and he gave $100 a month. So woohoo, there we are. Woo. Pick up the bell. Okay.
Yeah.
What? Oh.
We're good.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay, so woo! All right, we met that $1,200. Lisa, come on in and ring it again. She's going to ring it for that first one, too. So Lisa was on earlier.
I just want to ring it for morning time frames.
Woo! All right. So we are moving and grooving. Do we have another match that we can put in here? Because we still have 45 minutes. Can we put in another match? Yes? Yeah? Because we had a whole bunch of money that was donated, right, for matching pledges. Okay, so what do you... Let's do another $1,200. We'll do another... That was awesome. $100 a month for 12 months. We have... The next one on my list is Kelly. And it's not me, Kelly. It's another Kelly. but Kelly will give $1,200 if we can get another $1,200 called in. So we're going to put a yes by this one. And that one was from Joe. And now Kelly is going to give us another $1,200 if we can get $1,200 called in. So let's do that. And thank you very much. Let's say a prayer for Robert and thanksgiving for Robert, who called in and gave us the $100 a month. Robert, if you would like to increase that to 3 years instead of 12 months, if you want to do 36 months instead, then you become a founder and you get your name on the plaque for Catholic Radio. So if you'd like to do that and you're still listening, give us a call back at 678-688-4549 and a prayer for Robert and for all of our donors.
Sure. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Always you say to dedicate ourselves to thankfulness. So we thank you for Robert's generosity, and we ask you to increase the blessings in his life and whatever particular intentions he has at this time for himself and for his loved ones. We thank you as we pray, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so I have a unique question for you.
Sure.
Okay, so you were on American Idol.
Uh-huh.
I also have a note here that you sang the Easter Vigil Mass in Rome with Pope Francis.
I did, yeah, yeah.
We'll talk a little bit about that.
Sure, sure.
My unique question for you, though, is if we make this next $1,200 matching pledge, can you sing a prayer of gratitude?
You read my mind. I was going to offer that as a giveaway for pledges. I'll sing something if we make the next pledge.
Yeah. I would love that. I love. You know, my favorite was one time I had a priest come in. He brought an electric guitar and an amplifier, and he sang Bob Dylan, and then gave us a tutorial on how we can apply that. So it was awesome. It was very fun. So I love it when
that
our priests can sing and really light up the airwaves. It just brings a lot of joy. So thank you for being a good sport with all of that.
And no problem.
Holy Spirit's moving. He's telling us both. Let's do this. So now somebody has to be moved by the Holy Spirit to call in and make that $1,200 donation or any part of it so that we can get to $1,200 before 12:57, because that's when we go back to the next break and then welcome in our next guest, which is a pre-recorded interview with Father Tim Hepburn. So give us a call right now, 688-688-4549. 678-688-4549. We are talking with Father Brian Baker. We want him to sing. We want to ring the bell again. If we get $1,200 more called in and get that match, then we're going to sing a song of gratitude. Pope Francis, how did that come to be where you sang at the Easter Vigil Mass in Rome? I know you're a supply priest, but you're probably not supplying all the way in Rome, right?
No. the North American College where I studied as the kind of seminary for Americans in Rome, and it just had been the case that the Vatican used our deacons a lot, and the other guys who weren't ordained yet as servers for the big papal masses. We're very close. We're the largest seminary in Rome of all the different national seminaries. And then the choir master, the kind of lead music person who kind of looked for the persons who, the singing deacons, he said also that the Americans were much more familiar with Gregorian chant these days. It's kind of, got a renewal now, but the Americans, by and large, are more familiar. So typically we could sing properly the stuff that needed to be sung. So you get on this list, and there's all sorts of internal ways that happens. And the way it happened for me was I was not on the official list. I wasn't in the choir and in the seminary enough to get on the official list. But then one of the guys who was couldn't make it to Epiphany Mass. There was a particular thing that needed to be sung in 2014. And so I filled in for that. And then as Holy Week came up, which was also the same year, the weekend after Easter was going to be the canonization of John Paul II and John the 23rd. So we came to the office for this choir master, and we were wondering what he needed us for, but it was for Easter Vigil. And so I sang the Exultet, and then several other parts in the Mass. But that one is 11 minutes long in Latin with no musical accompaniment. So I practiced for a couple of weeks.
Wow. So they liked what they heard and they came back for you again.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the next year I asked for, I requested, because my parents were visiting, I said, could I sing the gospel for Good Friday with the Pope? And I got in for that, and sang the high part for that. So.
Wow.
So it was fun.
Amazing. Come on, people. I want to hear this. Come on. Give us a call right now. Come on. 678-688-4549. He's going to sing right here for us on Catholic Radio if we can meet this next pledge. Come on. We just need $1,200 called in. It can be one person at $100 a month, two people at $50 a month. It could be... four people at $25 a month, or any combination, whatever it is that you can give, just give us a call right now, 678-688-4549. We are talking with Father Brian Baker and talking about lots of wonderful things that he's doing for the church. I also understand that you were a volunteer for the Missionaries of Charity. So was that before or after you were a priest?
That started as a seminarian. My first away pastoral assignment, you know, they want you to get into parishes and different ministries during your curriculum while you're studying. And at the seminary, you also go out to the surrounding community. So I would drive with another seminarian to Baltimore from Emmitsburg, Maryland, where the seminary was, I think once a month, maybe a little more frequently, and work with the Missionaries of Charity. I'd seen Mother Teresa in pictures and heard of her, and she actually passed away the year I graduated from high school in 97. So she was in my mind for various reasons, but then I got to know what they did, and I worked with them in Rome as well as a seminary, and worked with them in Ethiopia. I visited Ethiopia for a month and worked with them out in the country. And then with the sisters here in Atlanta, we have a group, a house in Midtown. And they also serve poor communities in a couple of apartment complexes around the area. I started seeing them at the cathedral and ordinations, and I kept getting in front of them to make sure they knew who I was so they could pray for me. That was my main goal. I kind of infiltrated their prayer list and eventually got to know them. And then as I was ordained, they needed help. They need help all the time for masses. So I go I'm the Tuesday morning priest, and then Thursdays I'll go for reflection and different things. And I've come by they take care of women who have AIDS, who are very poor and very sick and cannot take care of themselves. And so when they've passed, different women who've passed, I've done funerals or anointed them or brought them into the church through the sacraments on their deathbed. So it's a very privileged opportunity, many opportunities I've had with them.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
You know, and what is that like? What is it like whenever you're ministering to someone? I mean, I guess the question would be, do you go and minister as the Missionaries of Charity do? It sounds like you do. And what is it like with someone who is so sick and you know, inevitably going to pass away? And share with us a little bit about that experience. But before you do that, I'm going to give out the number. And the number to call is 678-688-4549. We're trying to get to $1,200 to get this matching pledge from Kelly. Kelly is giving us this matching pledge, and if we get it, it turns into $2,400. We get $1,200 called in. She adds another $1,200 to that. It becomes $2,400 for Catholic Radio, and then we also get to have Father sing a beautiful prayer of thanksgiving for us. So please give us a call at whatever amount. If you can give the full $1,200, by all means, give us a call. You can do that $100 a month for 12 months if you want to, or it could be a whole lot of people joining together and making this happen, or you can give a $1,200. You know, and I haven't mentioned, but I would like to mention that if you call in as a business, I will announce the name of your business from now until Thursday when we go back to regular programming at 7 p.m. If you call in at the $100 a month or one time $1,200, or as a founder for $3,600, I'll announce the name of your business over and over again and ask our listeners to support you because you supported Catholic Radio. So if you would like to do that, give us a call, and it's 678-688-4549. And we also want to announce that Chick-fil-A called in, Jim Waddle from Chick-fil-A gave us our breakfast today. And there was another business, Annie. Who was the other business? There was another business, Farm Fresh or something like that, that donated. Michelle Perini from Thrive Farmers. Michelle Perini, and she donated the coffee for all of our volunteers. So we want to make sure we give a plug for them. If you would like to call in and give $100 a month for 12 months or $3,600 as a founder, then we will announce the name of your business as well. So, and you know, I have to say, because I come from a Protestant background, we're not selling prayers. We're not selling, you know, donations. We're not doing any of that. Whenever, you know, because I also want to say, if you call in and ask for prayers, we'll pray for you on the air, and we'll ask our potential 3.1 million listeners to pray with us.
Sure.
We want to do that. You don't have to make a donation for that. So if you want to, great. All right, so the number to call again, 678-688-4549. 678-688-4549. Okay, so now we are back to, I think I asked you about adoration. What did I ask you about?
Yes, about adoration and also tending to the dying.
That's what I asked about. Yes. Yeah. Okay. I ask these questions, then I get on my spiel and forgot to get back to them. So there you go.
Worries.
All right.
But adoration, for your listeners who aren't familiar with it, that like you said, invite them. You know, they're welcome. There's perpetual adoration at different places, and that is a central reference point in the faith or practice of the faith for the Catholics, is the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. Looks like bread, but no longer is. Really is his body, blood, soul, and divinity. But of course, that Jesus is for everybody. Mm-hmm. And our brothers and sisters in Christ who are not Catholic are baptized into the body of Christ. We recognize and celebrate that, mm-hmm. that true baptism. So they are part of the same body. And so come and hang out with them whenever you feel like it and need to. And I've met several Protestants who come regularly to Catholic churches to pray and just speak with Jesus, because that's exactly what they have the privilege of doing. And they found Catholic churches to be beautiful for that. And adoration is wonderful for that as well. Mm-hmm. Tending to the dying, it was something I remember in one of my seminary summer evaluations, or leading up to the summer, what would I like to focus on? I remember saying, I feel really uncomfortable around, you know, people who may be sick or dying. And I haven't really reflected on that since that, kind of connecting it. But just your question, looking back on it, the Lord really did place me in a lot of serious or very, important situations with families and people who are sick and dying. And I've always experienced this grace that doesn't come from me, of a peace and an insight and a strength that I feel I can give to people in that moment. It can be still nerve-wracking beforehand or even scary. And I appreciate that. I'm glad that's still there, because you appreciate coming into other people's lives, into mm-hmm. this very important, intimate, private moment, difficult moment. So I really appreciate that it's still, you know, matters that much and is that raw to me. And I've spoken with priests who've been ordained for decades, and it's still that way for them. So, but then the strength that comes in that moment is really from God. So, yeah, to be with people, there's a beauty and a grace and opportunity there to really see heaven through the eyes of faith, mm-hmm. When people are dying, when you're anointing them, when they're in the hospital, at the funeral mass, I've really experienced that and been able to share that with people. I actually sang for weddings and funerals before I entered seminary. That was something I was doing quite regularly, and I actually enjoyed funeral masses more than wedding masses, just because of the opportunity there to really reflect on faith and to really prayerfully experience it. So
excellent. Oh, so beautiful. It really is a special time to be with someone, to know that they're that close. Mm-hmm. They're that close to meeting our Lord, and to really be able to minister them and help them from this world to the next. That's got to be very, very gratifying. All right, so we have some updates here. Robert did call back in. He had told us he was going to give $100 a month for 12 months, and he called in and became a founder. So we get to ring the bell for him becoming a founder. Yes, ooh. He went up to 3 times. Woo! All right, and so Robert asked, he's from Christ the King, and he asked for prayers for the young adult mission trip to
For Mustard Seed Ministries.
So he wants us to pray for the young adult mission trip for Mustard Seed Ministries. So can we pray for that? And then I'll give an update for the next one as well.
And that's great, because Janice Givens is very thoroughly involved with that. I'm sure she's connected to that trip, possibly, and I've been down there with her. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the missionary spirit and activity of the church, which continues today in the poorest and most needy areas of our world. Many are here at home, but of course there are many outside of this country, which is so blessed. And so we ask you to be with these young people, these people of all ages, going to this particular mission trip through Christ the King, that you would let your Holy Spirit enliven their minds and hearts, and bring your grace through their hands to those who need it, wherever they are going, whether it be Jamaica or I think there's another place that they could be going. So we ask all this through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. All right. The other update is that we have Margaret, who called in, and she gave $500 towards this $1,200 match. So that means we only need $700 more for that. And she asked for prayers for 2 children, and she's from St. Joseph's in Marietta.
Sure.
So we would like to pray for her. And I'm thinking we may have missed some of these earlier prayer requests. We also want to pray. Suzanne gave the $50 one time, and she asked for prayers for all the priests because of the trouble in the church. I don't know if we prayed for that when Dr. Paul Thigpen was on. And there was somebody, Lloyd, asked for prayers for continue conversion of his son. So, and Patricia asked for prayers for her family to return to the faith. So we're just going to pray for all those to make sure we did pray for everyone and that I didn't miss somebody. So
great. Well, with that, with all those together, I know a powerful prayer through our Blessed Mother, the Memorare.
Oh, yes.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession, was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Mother Mary, thank you for hearing our prayers always. We ask you to carry these particular intentions to the heart, the sacred heart of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The Father and Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Oh, wow. So such a wonderful prayer there. And we are talking with Father Brian Baker, and he kind of travels the diocese. And he's in residence at All Saints, which pretty powerful, you know, pretty powerful name there, All Saints Catholic
Absolutely.
Church, coming up with the month of the souls here in November.
Yeah,
All Saints Day.
Which The neat thing about Halloween I love sharing with people is the word itself. And a lot of people have heard this, and more people hear it every year. But Halloween is literally All Hallows' Eve. It's just contracted down to one word, because the hallows were the holy ones. And een is just the E'en, which is the even or the evening before. And it was really it's the vigil. Mm-hmm. So I encourage Catholics, you know, it's fun to kind of do the pop culture stuff with witches and ghouls, but those things came in when people wanted to contradict the holy things of the faith over the years. And you know, it's different if you're not worshiping it, and you know, and it's just cartoonish or whatever. But maybe there's such a richness of the saints that really the Halloween was created for. It was the vigil before All Saints Day, which is November 1st. So maybe really focus on the saints and the fact that we do pass through death into hopefully heaven through God's mercy and become saints. So I just encourage people to that every Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Dress up like a saint.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, the skeletons and things like that, that actually was in the church too. They used to really have symbols of, there's a bone church made of real bones taken care of by the Franciscans in Rome, the Capuchin Franciscans. And it says there, what you are, we once were. What we are now, you will become. As a reminder, memento mori, remember death. Because it's not meant to terrify us, it's meant to purify us, to be ready and to live life now for heaven. So that's really what Halloween is all about.
Excellent. You know, and it is really, really important that we do recognize that. What was it like? How did Halloween... There was something with the Druids and all of that.
There's all sorts of stuff. You know, Hocus Pocus and the Hokey Pokey.
Yes.
Both are literally mockery of the words of the Mass. Hoc est enim corpus meum is the words that change bread into Jesus' body at the Mass. Hoc est enim corpus meum turned into hocus pocus in a derogatory, mocking way. So even though I grew up with it sounding cute and it's in movies and whatnot, and again, that, you know, you're not guilty of grave sin for saying it because you heard it from some kind of culture, pop culture reference. But to learn about what it came from and to realize that there is, as Jesus said, they will hate you because of me, you know. So to pray for those who do really live in that rejection of Jesus Christ. So, you know, Halloween can be much more serious in a beautiful way than even we realize it, you know.
Absolutely. All right, so number to call, because we want to hear Father Baker sing. Come on, let's do it.
You want me to give them a sample?
I would love that.
Beforehand?
I would love that.
This is going to be not the exact words, but I almost memorized the Exultet, that 11-minute long thing, but I'll do just the beginning part. I got to take off the headphones.
Exultet iam angelica turba celorum, e pro tanti regis victoria tuba insonet salutaris.
Did that sound okay on the radio? I had to take off my headphones to do that.
That's incredible. That is absolutely incredible. So come on, we want to hear more of that. Let's get this other $700 called in so that we can, or I'm sorry, yeah, 700 more. We've had $500 called in, 700 more. We get to this $1,200 match. We get to hear Father sing the whole thing, and we also get this $1,200 matching pledge. So can you be the person who gives $700? That's just not even $60 a month. It could be $2 a day people that call in right now. The number to call, 678-688-4549. Can you be one of the $2 a day people who call in, who get us over the top, who have $1,200 turned into $2,400 for Catholic Radio, and who let Father Brian sing? And we got to do it quick so that we can really sit back and listen without worrying about going to the next speaker.
I won't do the
11-minute
one, though.
Okay.
I don't remember that one.
All right. So hurry. Give us a call, 678-688-4549. Give us a call, 678-688-4549. Come on, give us a call. We're talking with Father Brian Baker. We have been talking about a lot of things, about the different things. He was an American Idol contest, went through 3 rounds of American Idol. That's impressive. And we can see why, because, wow, he just gave us a taste of it. Talking about missionaries of charity, praying with those who are close to dying. Talked about his vocation story. We haven't talked about Hispanic ministry, and I know that that's one of the other things that you do. So do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah. It was just one of those things that came up as I got back to Atlanta from Rome. I focused on studying Spanish when I first got to seminary in 2007, took it for a year, and then went to Mexico for 2 months in an immersion program that first summer. But then after that second year, I went to Italy, and Italian and Spanish are very close. So I thought I lost all my Spanish, but I came back and realized it actually had improved a little bit. And then found myself at Holy Spirit with a Hispanic mission of about 400 families, really kind of like its own parish, mm-hmm. and really focusing on that at one point, kind of running the mission there. And it's such a talking point in the eyes of so many people, and for legitimate, kind of genuine, sincere reasons, people are interested. People within the church, and of course, it connects to kind of the political and, you know, discussions in our country and really around the world with immigration. but just being there in the middle of it, I discovered that it's full of challenges, like a lot of people kind of try and discuss. But the beauty of the faith in the struggle, you know, their challenges are different from Catholics who grew up in the United States. So even though they're now living here, it's all in the same neighborhood. It's very different. But they really appreciate just the simplest kindness. They have such a humble disposition. The way they express it to each other, but also when you come in as a gringo and you do a little rough Spanish, they love you. They mm. just the sincerity of trying. The interesting thing was that this worry, and this is my experience as a half Korean, this worry about English and Spanish, the languages, there's no worry there at all, because there's no way that Spanish can be retained among the kids who grew up in the States, like the children of the immigrants. The English is their primary language. Mm-hmm. They actually have to study Spanish very deliberately, and most of them do not, in order to become an expert in Spanish. So at the mission itself, I would preach in Spanish and English, because the kids don't listen to Spanish in outside of the, they call it Spanish of the kitchen, outside of the kitchen or the home, that they don't really listen to Spanish. So that's an interesting insight I kind of like to share with people. You know, learn the language and connect with the people who are just coming over here. It's beautiful, and you'll get so much out of it. But also, don't worry about English. It's not going anywhere. Just so many the festivals. We had people coming from the Mother Church, they would call it, from Holy Spirit, the main parish. Really bigger and bigger groups every year to celebrate the Our Lady of Guadalupe feast. You know, local Hispanic media would be there, and that's all over the city. There's big festivals like that. St. Jude is another big one. Their devotions are really beautiful. So many things to gain from it.
Wow, just wonderful ministry that you have going there. And Hispanics predominantly Catholic, yes?
Yeah, I think they've got interesting history, but you know, most of the ones at the mission where I was at were from Mexico, and I think most Mexicans are Catholic. Mm-hmm. They had very interesting history before, where the Catholic faith was strongly persecuted by the government, but their faith is strong. But like the faith in the United States, it still needs instruction and purifying and a growing in knowledge. So that was always a challenge too, to kind of clarify different doctrines and, you know, encourage the practice of the faith like it is among the States. There's no difference in terms of the amount of that need.
Excellent. All right. So the number again to call, we are still trying to get this last $700 in order to turn it into $2,400 for Catholic Radio. Now, how often can you take $700 and turn it into $2,400? But I'm telling you right now, because of the generosity of Kelly, who gave us a matching pledge of $1,200, and of the other donor who called in with, I think it was Margaret, who gave $500. If we can get just $700 more, it turns into $2,400 for Catholic Radio. And Father Brian is going to sing a song for us in gratitude. So give us a call at any amount that you can give. If you can give the full $700, that would be awesome. If you can only give a portion of it, that would be awesome. We want you to give at whatever level that you can give at. Really stop and think about what is Catholic Radio worth. My guess is that you can't put a dollar amount on it. I can't put a dollar amount on all of the stories that I've heard of conversions, the people who are coming back on the air, are coming back to the faith, going back to confession, changing their lifestyle. So I had one man that called in during a pledge drive and said, I'm calling from the hospital. And we thought he was calling because, you know, something had happened and wanted prayers. But no, he was calling in Thanksgiving because he listened to Catholic radio and realized he should never have had a vasectomy. And he was calling from the hospital with his newborn baby in his arms.
Wow.
How awesome is that? I mean, those are the things that happen because of what people hear on Catholic radio, because the Holy Spirit works through the airwaves. The Quest is a new station, but you guys are going to have all those kinds of stories, conversions, things that are occurring here in Atlanta because of the Holy Spirit working through these airwaves. But it's only possible to keep the airwaves going if we have the listeners calling in and making a pledge. So give us a call right now. The number to call again is 678-688-4549. We only have until 12:57, and then we're going to go to a little bit of break, and then we're going to hear an interview that was pre-recorded with Father Tim Hepburn at 1 o'clock. And so give us a call right now so that we can get this matching pledge, so we can ring the bell, so we can sing, so we can just celebrate and have a wonderful time, most of all so that we can support Catholic radio and keep it on the air. Again, the number to call is 678-688-4549. 678-688-4549. You know, Father, I want to go back to your conversion story, or you know, your vocation story, I guess is what I'm asking about. You said at one point that you fell away from the faith in college. I think that's really common among many young people. It seems to be the time when, you know, it's not under the household rules where we all just get up. It's just automatic. We get up, we go to mass, you're out there. You have that choice all of a sudden, whether you go or whether you don't. And there's a lot of different influences around that are influencing you at college. What I think the question I hear from parents most often is, what can I do to help my child stay Catholic when they go off to college or when they go out on their own? Any thoughts on that? And again, the number to call while he's answering that, 678-688-4549. Come on, let's get this matching pledge. We're 3 for 3. Let's go 4 for 4. We want to get this last $1,200. Give us a call, 678-688-4549.
Yeah, you know, like you just did, just to kind of get it out there, they say the first point is to get past denial, you know, and I think for the last couple of decades, at least, it's been a very important thing to just openly, as cradle Catholics and any Christians, I think, in the, you know, who practice a faith at home, it's been going on for a while, the challenges to that. But I think in the last, just in my experience, let's say the last couple of decades, you know, to really start to admit that there's a challenge here. What does it take? And my family's, you know, no different. All four of the kids fell away from the faith at some point, and only my sister and I have really come back to practicing it. Although my brothers really have some elements of the faith there, and that's good. But that's kind of the part of the problem sometimes, is that people can kind of say, well, that's good enough. At least that, and then there's nothing else I can do. What can you do? Well, I think there's a lot of different things that can and should be done, but there has been a renewal of focus on renewing the family in the past few decades, definitely within the Catholic Church, but I think in the broader culture and in the broader Christian community as well. And what is it about the family? The church calls it the domestic church. It really is, like, you know, we see parishes and things, but really that is a real parish, so to speak. So for parents to realize that the parish where we go to and celebrate as a community really should be seen as a hub or a kind of a gathering place of smaller churches. Mm-hmm. So we can't come as individuals into the first level of church. We have to really foster the church at home. And you know, parents can rightfully get nervous about, like, well, you know, I may not be able to answer all questions, or maybe there's something I'm wrong about and I'm not sure about, and so I just want to trust the priest or the you know, the religious programs at the church. You know, okay, but don't be afraid. One, work hard and studying the faith, and so you're prepared as the leader of your domestic church, but also don't be afraid to just talk with your children about it and to put it into practice. It's not going to be easy. You know, your actions speak louder than your words, to live it out, to talk it out, you know. So just doing that, and that can come in many different forms, many different ways, for different families. But that is going to be, I think, one of the most important things that stays with a young person as they get out into the world. So really, it's the family. And I heard from a good Protestant young couple with 5 kids. They were like, I don't even think they were 30 years old yet when I met them. This was years ago. And I said, how do y'all do it? The kids were happy. They were pretty well behaved. And the parents looked happy and normal. And they weren't like independently wealthy or anything. And they said, we realized early on the best thing we can give our kids is a good marriage. Mm. And since my studies of Catholic theology, that's exactly what the Catholic Church teaches as well, because it's what Christ teaches. And that young couple got it. So strengthen and put all your resources, invest into the family and your marriage, and that will have the biggest impact.
Excellent. All right. So we have about 5 minutes left. I am looking at this and I am realizing, I should have realized it earlier actually, that we went with Robert. Well, now it's changed again. So is Robert... So he went to 3 years, right? It's just not showing up on that other sheet. So we actually did get the $1,200. Is my figuring right? Right? So we did get this second $1,200 because he was $3,600
just
of himself, right? Right? Oh, woo! Thank you, Robert, because you are a rock star because you are going to allow Father Brian to sing for us. So I should have realized it earlier, but it was on one and not on the other, and I just wasn't connecting.
But don't let it stop anybody else from
exactly.
You were discerning
the
call to give.
Yeah. So we are going to have Father Brian give us his blessing because we want to make sure that that goes out to everyone, and then sing as we go back to regular. We have about 4 minutes, and then we will be going to a recording. So let's just do it. Go.
Sure. Okay. Let me sing the song and then end with a blessing. Okay. Mm-hmm. This song is in Latin and it is a prayer to the Lord and the Eucharist, but also honoring Mary, by whom he was born to the world. It's called Ave Verum Corpus.
Ave Verum Corpus Natum de Maria Virgine, Vere Passum Immolatum in Cruce Promine, Cuius Latus Perforatum fluxita quae sanguine, est nobis pregustatum mortis in examine. O Jesu dulcis, O Jesu pie, Jesu, Filii Mariae.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we still have about 2 minutes, right, before we go. He is awesome. So I'm sitting here thinking, what'd you sing on American Idol?
Yeah, okay, so that I sang New York State of Mind, My Cherie Amour, and I Left My Heart in San Francisco.
Nice.
It's all kind of older songs, I guess.
Yeah.
And it was fun. I the last one, I Left My Heart in San Francisco, was in front of the celebrity judges Simon Cowell and Randy Jackson and Paula Abdul. And they liked it. And then Paula had me sing a second song. Simon was actually really nice for Simon anyway. But I choked really badly. I was really nervous.
Uh-huh.
And you want me to sing one of those?
Yeah. Hey, we'll go off the air with that. Is that good? We can just go off the air? Okay.
Oh shoot, it's hard to jump in the middle of a song. I'll do Fly Me to the Moon. That's similar to it.
Okay.
Just a part of it. Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
All right.
Of course I had to crack.
All right. Okay, we are going to a break and then back to a recording. Number to call 678-688-4549. Thank you so much to Father Brian Baker.